Well, we're going to shift things local now, and joining me on the phone is Dorothy Brown, the clerk of the Circuit Court of Cook County and candidate for Chicago mayor. Clerk Brown, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Rick.
One of the questions I've been asking the myriad of candidates who are running for the office of mayor is basically just, first of all, where do you see, in a multi-candidate field, where do you see as your path to victory?
Well, Rick, you have to understand that I am a proven leader with a proven track record and of leading a major governmental organization for almost 18 years, first of all. And second of all, I have a proven vote-getter record right here in the city of Chicago in my last race. I received almost 800,000 votes, and there were only about 590,000, not even 600,000 people that even voted in the last mayoral election. And the current mayor only received about 330,000 votes. So a lot of people are already used to voting for me, but also I have an outreach to all of the communities within the city of Chicago. And because over the last, 18 years, I've been out there working with them, providing support, providing outreach to them, providing services to them. So I have a relationship, and I have and they already trust me. So I see that as my path to victory. People that already know me and trust me and have already voted for me, and my record of accomplishments in my office.
But you have run previously in the past for different offices and not been successful.
I have done that, but this time is different. I don't think people really recognize who I really am. And what I'm doing now, I'm having listening tours. I've been to three communities already, letting them know what shaped me, what formed me into the person that I am, why I have this high integrity, why I am willing to fight for them, because I've had to dig deep and fight all of my life, and the kind of humble beginnings that I came from, and how hard I've had to work to get to where I am, and how my parents are poor and uneducated, but yet they sent all eight of their children to college, and how I worked in cotton fields and that sort of thing, and that's resonated with people because I'm a person that's like them, that worked hard, but yet was able to overcome and accomplish things. And that's the kind of commitment that I'm going to bring to the office of mayor of the city of Chicago. So I'm helping people to understand exactly who I am, and then also to help them to understand my ability to run the city.
We had another police-related shooting incident last night in South Shore. Obviously, issues of crime are very significant in this race for mayor. What is your approach in dealing with the issue of crime?
First of all, I want to say my condolences to the family of the gentleman that lost his life, and also to say that I issued a press release, asking for calm within our community, but yet making sure that we have a transparent investigation that the community is fully aware of, and that any videos that are available to be immediately released so everyone can see exactly what happened. What I want to do is look at exactly what the training of our officers should be. That particular incident demonstrates that we need to make sure that we follow the roadmap, really, that the Justice Department gave us when it talked about use of force, which is something that we have to investigate as it relates to last night. It talked about accountability of police officers, community policing, which is what we did, what was going on last night, of course, but what kind of training are police officers being given to do proper police community policing? We want to look at exactly how supervisors are being trained. I want to look at the structure of the police officers in general, how leadership and governance analyze the entire office and see exactly how should we be managing the police department. I don't want to be a micromanager, mayor, as it relates to the police department. I want to look at some of the best ways that police departments throughout the United States are managing these police departments and some of these police departments where crime is going down. We want to look at those and implement some of those processes here in the city of Chicago.
Do you feel that there is a lack of adequate training in dealing with the various communities in the city?
I absolutely do. I mean, that was something that was really highlighted within the Justice Department's report. And I believe that, implicit bias is one of the things that really needs to be focused on. One of the things, Rick, that I want to do, I want to have a criminal and social justice reform in the city of Chicago. See, I believe that there needs to be an emphasis on criminal and social justice. In other words, fairness. And I want to have a complete criminal justice reform where you take into consideration the police department as well as the court system, all of the different public safety agencies. We have to all work together. We talk about disproportionate minority confinement, and that has a lot to do with proper training and how are the police officers, first of all, arresting people, but then also what's the implicit bias that may be occurring with the state's attorney, or the judiciary, even the clerks of courts in the courtroom and the public defenders? Because I have trained many of my clerks of court employees on implicit bias. So I want to have a look at the criminal justice system as a whole and then make sure that everyone is properly trained. And implicit bias, I think, is one of the primary things that we have to focus on within the city of Chicago and how we approach individuals. Do we approach them with the bias in the first place, and therefore that's how we deal with them?
When you talk about criminal justice, too, there's a lot of talk, too, about the issue of reforming the bail system and reforming financial-based penalties that keep people basically behind bars for financial purposes rather than for any actual crimes being committed.
Yes, that's something that, and I appreciate Chief Judge Evans and my fellow public safety agencies. We've done a lot in looking at that. We have been meeting over the last several years. And, one of the things that I have recommended is using technology and getting information, doing these pretrial services, even at the police department, so by the time they get to the courtroom, that we have had an opportunity to get the information that's necessary to properly set bonds. Sometimes you're just finding out the information that morning. You don't have time to verify whether or not they have employment, whether or not they have somewhere to go and stay. So I've actually recommended over the years that there should be some type of technology, even having individuals to put the information in on iPads and that sort of thing, and then having that information available to be assessed. So the bail reform is important. And then, however, there has to be a balance between bail reform and individuals. If you put them out on the streets, if you give them opportunity to go home, but there needs to be some wraparound services. We went to Maryland and we went to D.C., and we looked and we saw, especially in D.C., that Congress had actually allocated a certain money for wraparound services. You don't just put individuals out there and not make sure that if they have a mental health issue, if they have any drug issue, that they're not being taken care of.
We're speaking with Dorothy Brown, the clerk of the Cook County Circuit Court and candidate for mayor of Chicago. I'm Rick Pearson. This is the Sunday Spin. The Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson of the Chicago Tribune here in the Allstate Skyline Studio overlooking the Chicago River. Joining me on the phone, clerk of the Cook County Circuit Court and candidate for Chicago Mayor Dorothy Brown. Clerk Brown, obviously we have to talk about the issue of this ongoing federal probe involving you and your office. And if this has been going on for 2 years, what is going on?
Rick, I'm not sure exactly what's going on with that. But one of the things that I wanted to also mention as it relates to the criminal justice reform and reducing crime in the city is our educational system. And I think that that is the answer to, if we get our, get, we're able to get our children properly educated, then our children will have alternatives to crime. You know, our school system is not educating our children. We need a high quality education. People should have a magnet school level curriculum at every school. They shouldn't have to fight for a few schools with magnet, a few magnet schools. And we need to have clean and safe schools. And I want to just throw in there that we need to make sure that our children are not victims of this sexual assault that's going on. We cannot forget that sexual assault that's going on. They need to know that people are going to be fighting for that. And then our dirty schools, you know, that's the primary thing. I have no idea what's going on with that. I respect the law enforcement, and they have to do what they do. But I have to do what I do, what I am doing for our children. I have a burden for them, the burden for this community, have a burden for making sure that there's fair and equitable economic development for all of Chicago and that we stabilize the finances of our city.
Well, I mean, when let's talk about schools for a moment, but I want to go back to the other. But obviously, a lot of talk about should there be an elected school board in this city? Is there too much control of the schools in the mayor's hands?
Well, I do think that there should be an elected school board. The school board manages our most valuable resources. They're responsible for our children, and they need to be accountable to the people, just like my office is accountable to the people. A lot of people sometimes say it should be appointed. No, it should be accountable to the people, because right now we have almost 70% of our high school graduates that are not even college ready. It's been a long time since we had even extracurricular activities that our children could enjoy to have alternatives to crime, like I was raised with having music and band and things of that nature in schools. And then pre-K. We need to have a funded pre-K. Pre-K has gone down since the current mayor took office. And how can, by the time children get to the first grade, they're already behind if they have not had pre-K. And it's just a shame. I minored in college, in law school. You know, I'm an attorney. I'm also a CPA, and I hold an MBA. So I have all of these various, this background to help manage the city. But I focused on school law when I was in law school, and an individualized education plan for special education was one of the things that I learned that was just basic, and that's something that they have not done. You know, the Illinois State Board of Education had to take over the schools, and so it's important that we have an elected school board and that the people can hold them accountable.
But some people suggest that with an elected school board, that likely would result in, critics of an elected school board say that would likely result in too much control by electing allies of the Chicago Teachers Union into spots on the school board and basically have them negotiate with each other.
Well, of course, you know, I support the Chicago Teachers Union and all unions. My father actually, well, even though we were poor and uneducated, was able to be a member of a union. And people are people. Regardless of who's on that board, they would have to be accountable. There are rules, regulations, and laws that you have to follow in order to make sure that schools are managed properly, regardless of who is actually elected to their board. They're going to have rules and regulations that they have to follow. And the people, not just the Chicago Teachers Union, and it may actually be even better that we're able to, you know, because teachers need to have proper salaries. Their pensions need to be properly funded. They're the ones that are actually there day-to-day with our children.
I do want to go back about the federal probe. And how do you assure voters that, you know, you have the integrity and can conduct the office of mayor while this federal probe exists?
Well, Rick, you have to recognize that I put controls and protections in place before I even took that office. I knew that two things that people attempt to take you down with, and that are how jobs are meted out and how contracts are meted out. So for jobs, I put in place an objective way of selecting jobs, and along the way, I put in place a technology way. So the computers actually select people for the jobs. I don't. I lost a lot of friends because of that, because they thought I could just give their relatives and friends jobs, but I wanted to keep myself totally out of it. I don't even know who's been hired until I go into orientation and say, welcome to the clerk of the court. So I had nothing to do with giving anyone a job. You can look at my finances and tell that I didn't take anybody from anyone because I'm just like a regular everyday person managing from day to day. And from contract standpoint, I put in place independent experts, people from my office, the particular department, they're the ones that do the review of the various contracts, and they select who is the best qualified. And when they let me know who that is actually the individual or company that is sent over to the county board. So I put those protective measures in place, probably because I've been auditing. I was an auditor for 20-something years, and I understood then, and I understand now, the kind of controls that are necessary to make sure that things are done fair and with the highest of integrity. And that's also how I was raised.
One last question topic here is the issue of city finances and pensions and the growing costs of taxes, property taxes, growing fees for residents of the city. How do you look at the city's financial structure, and how do you view dealing with issues like pensions?
Of course, Rick, that's my bailiwick, the finances. And of course, the city's, at the end of last year, about $28 billion short of what's due to the criminal future pension plan. So we need future pension payments. So we need to do a thorough analysis of the city's finances. I want to develop a long-term financial plan for the city. I want to do something similar to what I did as clerk of the court. I put in place an analysis committee slash task force to look at every fee that we're collecting, that we were collecting. I want to do that for the city, determine the level of that fee, whether or not it's at the proper level. When was the last time it was changed? Is it in line with the consumer price index? Is it in line with what the costs that are being incurred in purporting out the particular services? I want a citizens accountability review committee to be in place to look at what we're saying and have them have input as to whether or not there's a need. They did it in Phoenix, Arizona. In Phoenix, Arizona, that committee actually recommended to the committee what kind of financing that needs to be done. I want to specifically look at TIFs and determine whether or not those TIFs are being properly used. Do we need another structure? Should TIFs be eliminated, or should they be continued, but continued and utilized properly, or should there be another format done? I want to look at other cities like New York and Denver when they use many bonds that are smaller in amount and actually shorter in term, that were used to have properly fund the fund some projects for those cities. So we have to look at various ways of determining exactly how to stabilize the finances of the city. That's going to be one of my strongest things. And I want to find ways to benefit the taxpayers. How can we benefit those taxpayers that are paying? And then also, how can we get those taxpayers that are not paying to pay so that we have the funds necessary to stabilize this government?
That's Dorothy Brown, candidate for Chicago mayor, clerk of the Cook County Circuit Court. Thank you very much for joining me this morning.
Thank you.